You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's March 5th, 2021. I'm Sol Spanos Baird, and this is a rundown of local news headlines. The Idaho Senate is now considering a bill that would defund abortion providers. The Idaho State Journal reports the bill would stop all public funding to any entity that provides abortions, helping someone get an abortion or counsels a patient that abortion is an option. The exceptions are hospitals and cases when the mother's life is in danger and cases involving Medicaid transactions, which are governed by federal law. Republican Representative Bruce Skog, who sponsored the bill, said it's needed so people's tax dollars aren't used for abortions. Democrat Representative Chris Mathias opposed the legislation, saying he was concerned the bill denied health care coverage to thousands of Idaho residents because the facility they use provide an occasional abortion. The bill is now in the hands of the Senate State Affairs Committee. This month, Idaho is releasing a system where residents can schedule a COVID-19 vaccine appointment. There has been complications with the plan that has been enforced. This new plan hopefully will provide better communications so people won't be on the phone all day trying to make sure their appointment is intact. The Idaho State Journal reports Idaho will receive 50,000 vaccines this week, and it received 13,000 Thursday. As cases in the state continue to drop, people are continuing to be vaccinated daily, as over half of people who are 85 or older have been vaccinated. A local BMX gold medalist is launching a religious nonprofit with free entertainment events. The Idaho State Journal reports Colton Statterfield's nonprofit, B1, will bring these events to southeastern Idaho. They will include religious conferences with influential speeches from celebrities, professional athletes, and actors of all Christian denominations, as well as professional entertainment such as rock concerts and freestyle BMX competitions. Statterfield said it's all about inviting influential people who can help point others to Christ. B1 is planning to host its first event this summer. B1 also plans to have an active online presence where people can watch the conferences for free in a similar setting to TED Talks. For more information, go online to b1inhim.com. This has been a rundown of local news headlines for March 5th, 2021. I'm Sol Spanos Baird, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.